On a Friday, heading into the 4th of July weekend, it is Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Glad you could be here. So normally this weekend would be packed with fireworks and parades, cookouts, community events. But as Wisconsin's COVID cases remain high, this Independence Day will look very different. Health officials warn that congregating with extended family and people you know is not necessarily safer. Have your plans to celebrate the 4th changed due to the pandemic? What do you normally do over the holiday weekend? What do you plan to do instead? Join in with your ideas, your plans, 800-642-1234. Eddie Morales is a communities reporter for the Now News Group, which is part of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Eddie, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So what do you and your family normally do over the 4th of July weekend?
Well, normally we'll watch some local fireworks and spend some time with family and friends, maybe do a cookout, but it looks like none of that will be happening this year for us.
Yeah, so how do you plan to go about it? How do you make it still feel like a holiday?
Still have a cookout, still try to do the things that make it feel normal, but really, you know, spending time with people that we haven't known to be quarantining is a little risky. So it's definitely going to be a smaller group this year.
What do you like to throw on the grill? Just asking.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's, you know, I can talk about food all day. Definitely some good seasoned burgers, some brats, just the usual stuff. Keep it simple. Maybe some ribs to throw something special on there.
Oh, okay. All right. So you've been writing about fireworks shows in the Milwaukee area. What is the consensus? Are they on or off?
So in Milwaukee County, really the only one that's happening is Greendale. And that one's going to be happening on July 4th. And it's a little weird because the location isn't going to be announced until just 1 hour before the display actually starts.
So why do that? What is behind that thinking?
That's mainly to mitigate the social distancing and try to make sure that people aren't going to be packed into one area way ahead of time. So it will be interesting to see how that plays out, how many people will be trying to reach and get close to that location when it is announced.
Oh, so they don't want people staking out a seat like you normally do for hours. You spread out a blanket and you wait and you munch on food. They want people just to come to look and then to leave.
Now, that's right. And
go ahead.
The location will be close to the public and there won't be any on-site parking available. So it will also make it a little difficult to get close to where the fireworks are actually being launched from.
What is this, like drive-by fireworks? Like how will you get a view of them?
Yeah, and that's the thing. As we go through some of these different areas here, you'll notice that some of the suburbs are planning to do fireworks really just for local residents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably residents who can see it from their property, from their backyard maybe.
Exactly.
There are some fireworks shows that were listed for Waukesha. What is that community doing?
So in Waukesha, specifically Waukesha County?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so Eagle, for example, what they're doing is a first-time Independence Day celebration, and it's really more of a community-funded and organized event where there will be fireworks, live music, a car show, vendors. And there are actually donations being collected to pay for the fireworks display.
Okay, so it sounds like they are allowing people to congregate more. There's also a reverse parade.
That's right. Yeah, so the reverse parade, the idea behind that, and a few communities are doing that, including New Berlin. The idea is to, instead of having the attractions, the floats, those things moving, those things are stationed and people are driving.
Okay, so your floats are all stationary, or your vehicles that would normally go through a parade stay in one place, and it's you and your car that are driving by them?
Exactly. And then the participants of the parade, so the people driving, are encouraged to, you know, have their windows down and wave and decorate their vehicles, things like that.
We're talking with Eddie Morales, who is a communities reporter for the Now News Group, which provides news for the suburban communities of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He's our guide to 4th of July weekend and how communities are navigating this. Have they either canceled or postponed events? You can join in with your plans and how your community is approaching the 4th festivities. Join in 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. So, Eddie, take us to Racine County. I understand that there are some fireworks shows that are still in the works.
Yes, and all of the ones in Racine County will be on July 4th. And there are some fireworks set for today, so we can go through those as well. But yes, with Racine County, we have the Browns Lake Venetian Fest. So those fireworks will start tomorrow night at Fisher Park. City of Burlington will have fireworks that will also be July 4th, and that will be at Echo Park on Milwaukee Avenue. Tishigan Lake fireworks, those will be set from the north end of the lake in the town of Waterford.
Ooh, that's pretty. So those fireworks are over a lake scene.
Right.
That's awesome. So in the city of, at these, park locations, have they presented any guidelines for how people should be in the park and what they should expect?
From what I've heard, it's more of just using your personal distance that you want to set from others and sort of claiming your own space.
Okay. And have you heard of any discussion around masks at these events?
From what I've heard is that masks are highly recommended at most of these events. But I did notice a trend that the farther away from Milwaukee County you are, they're really just saying, hey, if this is something that you're concerned about, you can bring a mask, but maybe just don't show up. I've actually heard that from some communities.
I was looking at one community website and it said in all caps, attend at your own risk. Please be respectful of others and stay home if you are sick! Exclamation mark. Does that sound like the sentiment you're running into?
Yeah, for the most part it is. And with Heartland specifically, I noticed something interesting. When I reached out to them for comment, and this was a little bit early on, they were going to vote on May 26th on the agenda to discuss if that should be canceled or not. And one of the points that was brought up was that there were only 4 cases of COVID-19 at the time in Heartland. And so because they didn't have any more than 5 cases, they were really set on not canceling that event.
Yeah, so it's really kind of a day-to-day thing. You said that there are fireworks tonight in Racine County?
So not in Racine County,
okay.
But there are some tonight and in 3 different areas.
And where would those be?
So Delafield in Waukesha County, they're going to have community-funded fireworks, and that one is also over a lake. It's over at Nagawicca Lake, and that is set for 9:30 tonight. There's also Muskego fireworks, and those will happen from a barge on Little Muskego Lake tonight.
Ooh, that's cool. That would be a really nice scene.
Yeah, and so the thing with that one, too, is it will be very nice, I assume, but it will be closed. So the area itself will be closed, and fireworks are going to be easily viewed from the lake and from nearby residences.
All right, so we just have to look up to the skies. Eddie Morales is a communities reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We're looking at 4th of July events on and off the calendar amid COVID. Village of Greendale has been talking about still plans to shoot off fireworks at dusk tomorrow. The village recommends you view them from home. What are your plans for the 4th? Are you cooking out with your immediate family at home? Are you venturing out? What do you think of all the cancellations? Join in 800-642-1234. We'll be back in a minute with Eddie Morales here on the Ideas Network. Here with us for Wisconsin Weekend as we prepare for the Independence Day weekend during a pandemic. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks for being here. So dozens of firework displays and parades are canceled around the state. Some communities are still moving ahead with fireworks. How has your community approached the festivities? Are they canceled? Are there plans to reschedule? Is it on? If your town is hosting fireworks, will you go to view them? Join in to talk, 800-642-1234. We have Communities reporter Eddie Morales, who stays with us. So, Eddie, you've been talking with fireworks companies that sell to the public. How are their sales?
So, sales seem to be up for stores that sell to consumers, just consumer-based fireworks. And that might correlate to some of the noise complaints that have been going around, too.
What are those complaints about?
So there's some more anecdotal evidence that just shows, based on the increase in sales, social media activity and searches, that a lot of people are wondering where all the noise is coming from in their neighborhoods and why so many fireworks are going off.
Do we know what they're setting off?
Exactly what? Not too sure. Some of the stores have said that, you know, some of their more popular items are the ones that just make more noise. So it looks like people are really excited to put on their own displays, and many of them for the first time, because their local shows are canceled. People are going into the stores specifically saying, look, we don't have a show to go to. We want to put on our own show.
Well, explain how state law works for setting off fireworks.
Sure. Yeah, it's different in different areas. And throughout Milwaukee County, you can't really set off any fireworks. Things that are legal are more like sparklers, snakes, very small things. But in certain areas like Muskego, for example, you can buy a $35 permit, and that will allow people to legally set off their own fireworks with the days surrounding July 4th.
Oh, wow. So that you buy the permit and then you are allowed to buy those explosives that leave the ground. I mean, I've heard that you need a permit for any device that explodes or leaves the ground. Is that kind of a good rule of thumb?
That is.
When you talk with the fireworks companies, did they say that their business is up compared to recent years at all?
Yeah, so I didn't hear a specific how much it's up, and it's a little difficult because they did open up as soon as they could when the Safer at Home order lifted.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a brief window there where they didn't really know where it was going, and then they, after a little follow-up, they did say that the sales were up. But companies like display companies like Wolverine Fireworks, for example, where 85% of their business is around July 4th and putting on professional displays, they've noticed that their business is significantly down.
Right, because there are so many canceled large fireworks displays by municipalities, I suppose.
Exactly, yep. And at the time of reporting, they said about 20 municipalities had canceled their Independence Day fireworks celebrations.
So when you have a permit, are there certain places that you can't shoot off those fireworks? What does that permit allow you to do?
So the permit for residents, for locals?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that would allow you to only during that time frame basically be able to set off fireworks. And with Muskego specifically, again, it's a good example because to their Facebook page, the Muskego Police Department posted a little meme kind of with a joking tone. But it was basically like, hey, if your neighbors call and complain about your noise, we'd like to be able to say, hey, they have a permit. It's okay. But it just has to be in that time frame specifically.
We're talking with Eddie Morales, who's a communities reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We're checking in with him about how towns, villages, how communities are adjusting their Independence Day celebrations amid the pandemic. Getting your plans as well, you can join in 800-642-1234. How do you plan to spend your 4th of July? Will you set off some fireworks? Do you have a permit? Or do you plan to go to a fireworks display? How will you navigate it amid the pandemic? Call in. You can also email ideas at WPR.org. So, Eddie, on these noise complaints, how are police departments responding?
So the response is usually go and see what is happening in that area where the call was made. And the problem is by the time that police have responded, one issue that they are having is that they are unable to locate the individuals that have the fireworks. In some cases, they were able to, but in those cases, specifically in Glendale, for example, they didn't have an opportunity to either locate the individuals, or when they did, they didn't issue citations.
And so within city limits in Milwaukee, fireworks are illegal. Is that right?
That's right.
And how many calls has the police department been getting? What is the volume like?
So Milwaukee police, they've gotten more than 1,000 calls at the time of reporting, which is about 150 up from last year.
And then do they issue citations, or what are the fines?
Yeah, so fines are around $300 per citation, and that varies across different areas. But it seems like most of the time, people, when they are found with fireworks in their possession, they're usually just given a warning. They're advised about what the legalities are behind it, and then they're let go.
So Milwaukee and most of the suburbs are banning fireworks larger than sparklers and requiring a permit, as we talked about. What have police said as far as how they encounter illegal fireworks? Do they confiscate them?
Not that I've heard. That's a good question. And I'm not sure if they're confiscated or if they're just told not to set them off and then they can go away with them. And there is a difference, too, in some areas that differentiate between possessing fireworks and fireworks sales as well. So I would assume if someone was being confronted about sales of fireworks, those probably, in my opinion, I would assume would have a larger chance of being confiscated.
Circling back to the festivities in these communities, did you find a particular community that is not canceling at all or has more events than usual than surrounding communities?
I would say that the bigger communities are a little bit more willing to cancel their events because one major consideration is having local municipalities that have canceled their events, residents from those areas going over there because they don't have ones to watch. And so that would bring a larger crowd. So it's really interesting how smaller places like Eagle, which we spoke about earlier, they're hosting their own events. So it's something new for them. And there is a unique approach to certain areas that they're doing something they haven't done before.
I'd imagine, too, with communities really strapped with their budgets, and fireworks are not inexpensive. These displays can be quite costly. That might also factor into this.
Yeah, absolutely. One thing I heard, this was just someone's opinion, where they were saying that it's possible to the fact that they could save money by not having to pay for these displays, which cost thousands of dollars. You know, it's a pandemic. Maybe this year, just not do them and save them for next year, maybe even make a greater celebration for next year.
Yeah, and speaking of next year, did you find any communities are just postponing and planning to do fireworks later in the coming months?
Yes. So Labor Day is a consideration for a few different communities who are trying to put those fireworks on later events in the year. And in West Bend, so they are doing fireworks on the 4th. But they're also doing fireworks on July 24th as well. And that will be an interesting event because it's actually a drive-in fireworks event where up to 1,000 vehicles can attend and you watch them from your vehicle at the Washington County Fairgrounds.
And will that be an event where you have to pay admission?
So you will have to reserve a ticket, but tickets are free. So it's one ticket per vehicle. Doesn't matter how many passengers are in that vehicle.
I see. Are you finding at all with these fireworks displays that are in places where people cannot exit their vehicles? Are they requiring tickets at all?
I haven't seen tickets being required anywhere else. No.
Yeah, yeah. So as we start to wrap up here, what will you be watching for as a communities reporter in how your communities that you cover approach the festivities and what they will look at in hindsight?
Yeah, I'd like to see, I'm very curious with how some of the different approaches will result in both attendance and effectiveness and safety. So for the one, like, Greendale, for example, it's really unique that it's being announced 1 hour before. So I'm very curious to see what the turnout for that will be.
Well, Eddie, thank you so much for joining us. Take care.
Yeah, thanks so much. You too.
Eddie Morales is a communities reporter for the Now News Group, which is part of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Coming up, we head to the Fox Valley to learn how communities are handling festivities. Do you work at a place that sells fireworks? How are sales? What are people buying? Join in at 800-642-1234. We'll be back for more Wisconsin Weekend right after this news update. Stay with us on the Ideas Network. Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. So a typical 4th of July usually has lots of flags, fireworks, parades, but this year is anything but typical as the pandemic has caused the cancellation of so many events around Wisconsin. Is your community planning a reverse parade? Can you explain how it works and how you will achieve social distancing? What is it like to organize if you're planning a new event with COVID workarounds and precautions? Time to talk, 800-642-1234. Amanda Chavez is publisher of Go Valley Kids. That's an online guide for family activities, events, and information in Northeast Wisconsin, focusing on the Fox Valley region. Amanda, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
So, good morning. How do you and your family typically celebrate the 4th?
Yeah, we typically spend it with family. We have family in the Twin Cities, and we usually meet at their cabin up by Superior. So it's always a fun time to get together with extended family, and we miss that, and we'll be sticking around home this year.
So sticking around home this year, will you be venturing out to any firework displays or events?
We live really close to the Timber Rattler Stadium, so we're hoping we can just catch them there. I have two little girls, so my girls are 7 and 9. So it's getting pretty late to their bedtime, and it's, as long as they see a couple of them through the trees, they're usually pretty okay. They're okay.
I get that as well. So at Timber Rattler Stadium, can you tell me a little bit about what this event will be like?
Yeah, so they just started events actually last weekend, opening up the stadium. The baseball season's canceled, but they're opening the stadium for movies and fireworks. They have a concert tonight, and then they have the Sandlot on Saturday night with fireworks following. It's free. You just have to pay for parking, but we actually view them really close by the Technical College, or there's local businesses over there, and then you can just watch them and leave real easily.
Yeah, and so people are going to be watching from their cars, I would assume?
Yeah, so if you're at the stadium after that movie, you're watching there, but there's lots of areas around the Fox Valley that you catch them close by.
And,
there were people last weekend over, like, by WGNR, over by the Fox River Mall 2 area, and then over by the Technical College.
And I understand you're a native of Appleton. How is Appleton approaching the 4th?
Appleton has some strict guidelines, social distancing. You won't see any events this summer with everything going on. So the Fox City Stadium is actually in the Grand Chute area.
And then is there the Wisconsin International Raceway in Kaukauna? Did they move events there?
So those fireworks are normally at Memorial Park in Appleton, and they were moved out to the Raceway in Kaukauna. Those are first-come, first-served. Find a spot and watch the fireworks from your car. They'll also be selling concessions and those could be viewed at Vexicana High School is actually pretty close to WIR. You could also probably catch them there. Just if you are heading out to get those, see those fireworks, you'll have to get out early because I'd expect a big crowd at some of those places, especially with everything canceling. There's not a lot of options if that's something that your family wants to do.
So maybe it's like drive around. Kids can be in the back with their sleeping bags, and you just look up in the sky and see where they're at.
Yeah, we usually pack the kids and put their pajamas on because they fall asleep a lot of times on the way home. And last year we did actually chase fireworks in the Neenah-Menasha area because we don't like the big crowds when they're leaving. And so we just parked on the side street and caught them out of the trunk of the car.
What are those communities, Neenah and Menasha, doing?
Neenah has fireworks released from Arrowhead Park, and they're encouraging viewing at home. And there's no fireworks in Menasha this year.
We're talking with Amanda Chavez, publisher of Go Valley Kids. It's an online guide for family activities, events, information in Northeast Wisconsin. And we're looking at 4th of July festivities in her region with your plans as well, 800-642-1234. How do you plan to spend your 4th of July? Will you be staying in or will you go to a local fireworks display? How will you take in your holiday? Call in. You can also email ideas at WPR.org. So Festival Foods and the Green Bay Booyah Baseball League, they teamed up for fireworks after the team's games tonight and tomorrow. Do we have details on that?
Yeah, they'll play tonight and then they'll have fireworks afterwards. You can purchase tickets online with foods and drinks. I think their baseball games just started up just the last week or so.
Yeah, baseball is become very, very recent here. And, you know, some is on, some is not. Also, mm-hmm. You know, with these movies going on, has Appleton tried that before where they pair movies and fireworks?
Not too much. This is the first time I've seen it at the Timber Rattler Stadium. They've said they're going to continue them all summer with family events. I think they have that space and they're looking at how to serve the community in a different way. I did see some postings from friends afterwards. It looked really spaced out in how they're selling tickets. You have to buy tickets advance to get into that. There's also a lot of drive-in movie theaters. There's like the traditional movie drive-in in Freedom. And then there's a lot of cities doing like drive-in movies as well. The city of Greenville is doing them every week. They started last week. So that's kind of exciting, fun thing to do with kids as well.
You're seeing more of that popping up as well, those drive-ins. And communities just, you know, throwing up a screen and everyone comes in their, you know, vehicles and kind of camps out to watch.
Yeah, and I forgot to mention, too, the Appleton fireworks that will be at Takana will also be viewed on WFRV Channel 5. So if you don't want to go out, you could watch them at home. A lot of people are throwing those screens up in their yards and watching them outside and doing their own outdoor movies as well, which could be fun.
Yeah, have you learned of more communities like that putting their fireworks on display on their social media, like, you know, in a live stream situation?
Yeah, you see, that's the only one that I've seen, but some of them might be just, I mean, it's so easy to live stream it through Facebook now. There's not a lot of parades going on, but otherwise, usually the parades are on TV too.
Let's look at the community of Bonduelle, which has a parade and, well, let's see here. Is it the parade is on or not? Because that's a really big deal in that community.
Yeah, it's a smaller community. The parade is on. They have, like, traditional activities. They'll be doing cornhole tournament, food and craft vendors and other activities.
So they're going to try it. Yeah, I was on their website earlier this morning, and it said to attend at your own risk. So certainly they're thinking of trying to reduce their liability. Manitowoc as well is holding a parade, I understand.
Yeah, the same kind of thing. Manitowoc's been, I mean, that area along the water's been busy just with overflow of people. We've heard people, a lot of people heading that way to go to this state park, checking out the beaches, and I'd anticipate that area to be pretty busy this weekend.
Have you ventured out to any parks recently, state parks?
We've been doing a lot of hiking and nature hikes during the week when it's less busy. One fun place we've gone is Stevens Point, has a really cool sculpture walk. And then we've done like the state parks. We also, our family likes to check out the murals. They have a lot of murals in New London. Green Bay, Appleton has a lot of great fun things to check out, and we always end with ice cream. It's really, and like a lot of those places have like the walk-in windows, so you don't have to go inside and get it either, which
that's
we
very
like
helpful
better.
Yeah, what is the sculpture tour like?
It's put with the university in Stevens Point. It's pretty cool, but it's artists from around the nation, probably some international artists as well, but it's real interactive, and there's sculptures all around this path, and then it connects with the Green Circle, which I think is over 40 miles of beautiful trails.
Yeah, those trails are amazing. So when you go out on these hikes, are they shorter hikes? How long will the kids go?
We sometimes pack like scavenger hunts. So for the art walk one, we've looked for different things, and they had like a little clipboard for things they could check off. That one we did closer to dusk, the mosquitoes started to scare us away, so until we get a lot of mosquito bites, we usually head back. They can usually go for about an hour.
Yeah, it's those mosquitoes, too, that you have to kind of, that they can be a little bit tricky and put a damper on things. We're talking with Amanda Chavez. She's here. She publishes the online guide, Go Valley Kids. It's focused on family activities in Northeast Wisconsin. What are your plans for the 4th? What will you be doing? Will you be watching from your car, maybe chasing fireworks and seeing what you can see up in the sky? Still time to talk about your plans for the 4th. We're at 800-642-1234. Give us some ideas. Back in a minute with Amanda Chavez here on the Ideas Network. Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. In most cities, there won't be any camping out hours before a parade or fireworks display to get the best view. As COVID continues to spread and numbers rise here in Wisconsin, the 4th is a really worrisome time for public health officials. So how are you and your family approaching this weekend? We're grilling out at home, just us, immediate family, trying to figure out how to make the weekend feel holiday-like. What are your suggestions for social distancing and celebrating the 4th? Still time to talk. 800-642-1234. We have Amanda Chavez with us, publisher of Go Valley Kids. It's a guide for family activities in the Fox Valley. Let's take a call now. Chris is joining us from Milwaukee. Hi, Chris.
Good morning. This will be a 4th of July that I don't think I will ever forget. Normally on the 4th, families get together. I always would travel from Milwaukee to Wisconsin Dells to a farm outside of the Dells and the Thunder Valley, our bed and breakfast on the outside on Highway 13, and celebrate because it's They always celebrated. I thought until I was 8 or 9, they were celebrating me with all the bells and whistles because the 4th of July is my birthday.
Oh.
And farmers, that was the one day that they took off in the old days. Now people work every holiday, so it isn't that way. But in the old days, all the relatives would come from Chicago and all around to the farm and celebrate and be together and tell stories and sing. And maybe this pandemic will do that for us. Maybe some families will stay home and talk about our independence and talk about why we are really celebrating the 4th of July. But gosh, I'm going to be 90. And
this was to be
that big day. And I'm not going anywhere because, unfortunately, the Dells right now is filled with people celebrating, but not all with masks. And I don't want this to be a celebration that's remembered for the stupid things people do because they don't think about what this virus is really doing to us or to somebody else.
Well, Chris, but I just love your perspective, and I wish you a happy birthday, even though you're not going to be able to celebrate it, you know, with the traditions you have had in the past. But your reflections of the time you had growing up is so beautiful, so thank you for that.
Well, maybe it'll give me a chance. If we listen to WHA, I grew up on it from the time I was 6 years old, going to a rural country school, and we had Let's Draw and Let's Pretend. And maybe people will go back and think what our freedoms really, really are, instead of just going out and drinking and thinking of whoop-de-doo.
Oh, well, Chris, I thank you so much. Amanda, I want to bring you in here. And Chris's reflections on what the 4th has meant to his family growing up, what do you think?
I mean, this year is all about being creative and finding a new way to celebrate those traditions. So we're used to up at the cabin, we had root beer floats, and we did water balloon fights, and tie-dye t-shirts. We're bringing that stuff home to do with the kids and just looking at it a different way and staying positive and safe at home and just reimagining the holiday.
Well, before I let you go here, are there any particular businesses in your area that you find that the kids like and they are doing a good job of social distancing?
We like our donuts on Saturday morning, and there's a local bakery on Wisconsin Avenue in Appleton that has a donut hut, and just to be able to walk up to their donut hut outside and not have to go inside,
perfect.
We appreciate that.
Well, Amanda, thank you for joining us. Take care.
You too. Thank you.
Amanda Chavez, publisher of Go Valley Kids. And earlier we talked with communities reporter Eddie Morales of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We have links, by the way, to Eddie and Amanda's 4th of July events reporting. Find them at WPR.org/mornings. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about the return of live music.
Music stages across Wisconsin have been silent since March as the pandemic forced venues to close. This has moved artists to Facebook and other virtual stages. Now, some venues are starting to bring back live music with smaller audiences and precautions in place. Andy Turner visited the Jazz Estate in Milwaukee recently for its reopening.
It's Friday night, and live music is back at the Jazz Estate on Milwaukee's east side. The lights are low, the bartender is pouring drinks, and the band is warming up. But some things are different. There are fewer patrons, and they're all wearing masks, the new required attire. Owner John Dye has been waiting for this night.
A lot of people get their start with live music, a lot of musicians meet with live music. I mean, it really represents more than just an individual show. It's a whole system.
Bars and restaurants are slowly reopening. In mid-June, the Jazz Estate was operating at 25% capacity for the show, which meant only 16 people could be in the venue, including staff and band members. Tickets were $44.
Really, for tonight's show, we're actually only selling 7 tickets. But we figure bringing the music to people is worth it, so it's just something we have to adjust to and hope that it goes to 50% soon.
Dye says he spent the last few weeks figuring how to comply with the requirements to make his venue as safe as possible. Milwaukee's Marcia Daniil Group is playing tonight. The show is also being streamed live on Facebook. The group was scheduled to play here before the pandemic. Marcia Daniil says it felt great to be back in front of a live audience and with band members she had not seen in months.
As musicians, we thrive off of the energy, you know, that we get from people in the audience, and we especially thrive off of the energy that we get from the people that we're on stage with.
Barbara Wanza of Black Arts MK attended the show. She says she didn't plan on going out so soon after stay-at-home orders were lifted, but she wanted to support a friend who was performing. Wanza says paying higher ticket prices because of social distancing limitations does not bother her.
I think it could keep some people away. It would not keep me away personally. I'm a big supporter of local talent, especially local African-American talent. And, you know, I'd do just about anything to support them, as long as I can be safe.
Bartender Jeff Kinder admits it felt a little strange to be back behind the bar.
Just the vibe from other bartenders I've gotten on the block, it's everyone misses it, but it's just such a weird feeling re-entering this kind of work right now.
Despite that sense of weirdness, Kinder says he was happy to see some familiar faces and realize now how much he had missed certain aspects of his job.
When you shake a drink really good and you crack a tin open, you hear like, it's like these bubbles coming out of the tin. And it's hands down one of my favorite sounds in the world. You just know you did it right.
The economic fallout from the pandemic has hit Dye especially hard as the owner of two other establishments in Milwaukee, Brian's Cocktail Lounge and At Random. Dye says the Jazz Estate will continue having shows until it does not make sense to anymore.
But there's a little bit of it that's just bringing a service of bringing the music back. And obviously, this isn't really about any kind of profit or anything, though that is important, and not having that income is scary. But it's also important to have music and life and energy.
Dye says he knows how important venues like the Jazz Estate are for musicians. While restaurants, bars, and stores continue to reopen, many performance venues are likely to be among the last to reopen.
Andy Turner is a freelance journalist, college English instructor, and radio DJ living in Milwaukee. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And Wisconsin Life is part of our weekly edition of Wisconsin Weekend here on The Morning Show. What's happening in your part of the state that resonates around all of Wisconsin? Send your suggestions for Wisconsin Weekend to ideas@WPR.org and we'll explore your tip. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It is Wisconsin Weekend on The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network.